Chapter 6. The next morning, the young unicorn peered out over the forgotten hills. She'd slept for hours in the covered wagon, but jumped off it as soon as she heard an approaching attack. She felt a little bad, but quickly got over it. She knew it was every pony for themselves in this world. She made it out safely and continued on her own. Unfortunately, she had left her cloak in the process, so she shivered as she climbed high into the mountains, knowing it would be another whole day of searching for a place to call home. For the first time in a long time, her loneliness felt unbearable. She checked her bag to make sure the gem was still there. Then she stood, staring down at the town and scenery below. She had to get as far away from the desert and Kluge Town as possible. She'd travel west and seek shelter there. Lately, she couldn't seem to remember just how long it had been since she left Equestria for good. The mountain was steep. As she made her way down it, toward the bleak valley, her steps were unsure. Her hooves kept slipping on the gravel, and she often had to stop and steady herself.
"Easy there, hobble hooves," a voice said. "You don't want to slip and fall."
The young unicorn spun around, looking for the speaker. She froze in place. A small, round creature was perched on a rock above. He had spiky white hair and bright blue eyes. He was the same creature who had stepped down off the airship, the one who'd sent his scary army after her. She glanced around, looking for an escape, but there was nowhere to go. "Are you the Storm King?" she asked. The creature laughed.
"I'm not," he said, "but I know him well. I'm his assistant."
He was eating a thick slice of cake, the crumbs falling down the front of his armor. He would take a bite, chew, and stare at her. Then he did the same thing all over again. "Where'd you come from?" the young unicorn asked, peering around. She'd been in this part of the mountain all morning, and she hadn't noticed a single sign of him. She'd even checked for tracks to be safe.
"I was just out for my morning stroll," the creature said. "Fresh air is good for the mind, you know. Really clears your head. And there you were. What's a pony like you doing all the way up in the Forgotten Hills? You must be very far from home."
"I'm not a pony, I'm a unicorn," she said without thinking. The rotund little creature hopped down from his rock and stood in front of her, staring up at her broken horn.
"Ah, yes," he said. "I see. Had a little accident, did you? It doesn't seem like it has slowed you down much. I saw how you fought off our army."
"You shouldn't have come at me like that. I was just defending myself."
"I'm not mad," he said. "I was impressed. You can keep the malachite just for that brave little stunt. You won it fair."
Maybe it was because he wasn't a pony, or maybe it was because it was so odd being stuck in the middle of the mountains with a complete stranger, especially one from whom she'd stolen a gemstone. But the unicorn suddenly felt like she could talk to him. "An Ursa Minor," she said. "That was the accident. He broke it." The little creature winced. "My magic is gone. I've tried to focus, but without my horn..."
"It can't be that bad," the creature said.
"It really is."
"I don't believe it. You seem braver than a hippogriff army. Let's see."
He stood there, waiting for her to show him. The young unicorn hadn't tried using her horn since the day in the clearing with her friends. "It's not safe," she said. "I shouldn't."
"I'm not scared," the creature plopped down on another rock, as if to say,
"Go on, I can wait here all day." The unicorn took a deep breath. She closed her eyes to focus on her horn. It glowed. Within seconds, it shot out a long stream of sparks and fire, scorching the side of the mountain. She stumbled around, trying to control it, but it was too powerful.
It took a few minutes before she was able to stand up again. She wiped the ash off her nose and cheeks. She was so embarrassed she could barely look at him. Did he believe her now? Did he understand how dangerous her power was? Maybe she had fought his army, but that didn't mean much now, did it?
"That was," the creature started, "amazing!"
The unicorn just sat there, stunned. "Really? We could have gotten really hurt, or worse." The creature just waved his paw, as if that didn't matter.
"Small details," he said. "There's a lot of power in what you can do. It really is incredible. That, combined with the bravery I saw the other night, you're a very special unicorn. Do you know that?"
She blushed. "Thank you."
"I know the Storm King would be amazed by your skill. You should come meet him."
The young unicorn's stomach twisted in a knot. Something didn't feel right. Just the other night, this creature had sent his army after her. But now he was inviting her to meet his friend? It all seemed a little odd.
"No?"
he asked, noticing the unicorn's silence.
"Then I should get back."
The creature stepped away and started over the hills. The unicorn had only just begun talking to him, and now he was leaving. She didn't even know his name. Maybe she wasn't sure if she should go wherever he was going, but that didn't mean they couldn't talk some more.
"Wait! You didn't introduce yourself," she said. "And can you tell me more about this Storm King?"
The creature spun around.
"Oh, yes. That was pretty rude of me. I'm Grubber, and the Storm King is my master. Though I prefer Boss, really. It has a nicer ring to it. He's one of the most powerful creatures I've ever encountered. Grows even more powerful by the day."
Grubber began to walk off again. The unicorn stared at the hill below, dreading the thought of going down it alone. When was the last time someone had told her she was special? That she wasn't dangerous but amazing? That she could be more than a dishwasher in a dingy restaurant? Besides, she had nowhere to go and no pony to see. What did she have to lose?
"Wait for me!" she called out. She slipped along the path as she hurried to catch Grubber.
He turned around and smiled. Just then, an imposing figure appeared.